Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk was submitted. You can always submit them, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. Or just slide into our DMs on Instagram or Facebook.
It's safe.
It's good to go. This one is, am I the jerk for not being happy for my best friend?
Yeah, you are. Moving on.
It's over. Clean sweep.
Come on. What? Like, you not happy for your best friend? That's bogus.
Well, hold on. Here's what she said.
I'm listening.
Here's what Julia said. She said, my BFF just went through a tough time. She decided to leave her husband. They have two small kids together, but I'm not judging on that. They have to do what's best for them, and if it isn't healthy, I support her leaving.
Right.
But now, it's 2 months later, and she just announced she's in love again.
Oh.
Like, big love.
Oh.
Shouting it from the rooftops and posting all over social that she's in love with this guy.
Oh, painted her like one of his French girls.
She seems nice, but I can't catch up, and I find myself not being happy for her in this new relationship. She deserves loves, but she also needs to heal. I haven't told her I disapprove because that doesn't seem necessary, but I'm definitely not happy for her. Am I the jerk for not being happy for my best friend in her new relationship?
Well, well, well.
Julia.
I mean.
Okay, so she's like supportive through the divorce and saying, okay.
Do what you gotta do.
But now she's saying, but this is too quick.
You're doing too much, though.
You're doing too much.
Do what you gotta do, but you're doing too much.
But she's not telling the friend she's thinking it.
Which?
A lot of people do and keep it to themselves.
Isn't that kind of the respectful thing to do?
I guess so.
It's her life. It's not her chair. It's not her problem, right? But if you're disapproving and you're still just being superficial, then you're just being a fake friend.
See, then it's not. So you don't want to tell him because it's not. What is that? How's that adding value?
Right.
Me going,
right.
I disapprove of this doesn't add value.
Ooh.
Does it? Because they're going to do what they want anyway. We all know that.
And if they're already screaming it from the rooftops, you're just going to look like a bad person if you go, seriously?
Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah. That, she says, but she can't catch up.
See, but they got littles. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's tough.
So you're watching them go through a divorce, and then right. You're watching her madly in love again. You're like, hold on. It's more, it sounds like the friend can't catch up.
The friend doesn't know what's going on. The friend's going, are you good?
No, she's
hold
not.
Hold on. Who is this?
But again,
what?
Welcome to life.
son.
All right. Is Julia the jerk for not being happy for her best friend and her new relationship 2 months after she got divorced?
I mean, that's a tough sell, bro. Mm-hmm. 2 months. I don't know if it's too soon. It might be. It genuinely might be. And I'm not the one to tell you when you've fallen in love or who you get to fall in love with. Everybody's different. She might love hard. Did it say how long they've been in a relationship before they got divorced?
No, it did not.
I guess it doesn't matter.
She said, somebody texted in, not she. Somebody texted in and said, obviously that is a rebound, but who cares? Let her live her life. She can have some fun. And if she learns a lesson out of it at the end of the day, that will ultimately help the healing process. Well, we didn't say it's not a rebound. We agree.
But screaming, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm
but
in love.
The question is Julia, the best friend, a jerk for being not happy for her?
I gotta say no. Mm-hmm. I gotta say no. Mm-hmm. Straight up. If you want me to answer, my gut for whatever reason is telling me to say no, so I'm just gonna go
so
with it.
So it's okay to not be happy for your best friend.
Yeah, she's not the jerk. I mean, she's not saying anything. She's mm-hmm. not addressing it. She's letting her live her life.
If she said something, would she then be the jerk?
Yeah. Yeah, it would change it for me. Mm. I think if she were to say something, it would be the jerk. Because it's like, what does it change for you? Mm-hmm. What is it affecting you, right? Mm. She's the one going through all of these things. Whatever she needs to do to process her mm-hmm. traumatic experience, emotions, whatever. So I'm going, no, you're just saying, I don't like it. Mm. I hate it, actually, but mm-hmm. I ain't going to say nothing about it. Mm-hmm. That's still my dog.
Right.
I just don't agree with it.
All right, 414-533-1037. What do you guys think? Is Julia the jerk? She is openly admitting she's not happy for her best friend who met someone 2 months after she left her husband. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Julia wrote in and she wants to know if she's the jerk because she's not happy for her best friend who recently got divorced. She said she supported the divorce, but then 2 months later, the best friend's in madly in love all over social. She can't catch up. And she's like, I'm just not happy for her in the new relationship. It's too fast.
She's got littles. There's a whole lot going on for this for me.
All right. We're going to start with Melissa in Hubertus this morning. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Love
how are
your
you?
Energy. It's right? good. Melissa, are we going jerk or not the jerk?
I am saying jerk. Okay. Hear me out. When did we as humans stop, like, thinking we could, like, dictate each other's life? Like, literally, life is so short. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't we just be happy for each other?
Because we're like, miserable?
You know what I mean?
Like, I said what I said.
If she wants to be Tom Cruise and jump up and down on the couch over Katie Holmes, like, let her, okay?
I'm in love!
Life is too short.
And if she's going to feel stupid later, let her.
Right.
Technically, like, you're the best friend.
Yeah, you're going
to
be there.
Yeah, like, you're the best friend. You'll be there to pick up the pieces if she falls. Like, that's...
I don't know if she wants to be.
Being her best friend, you know?
I don't think she wants to be.
She doesn't want to be there when she falls, it sounds like, almost.
Think about it. This is the quick rebound, right? Yeah. Hold on. Hear me out, right? They just got divorced 2 months fresh. She's already thinking, I've just barely started to help you pick these pieces up.
And now you're already in love again.
Oh, so all the pieces are good? All the pieces are good, right?
That's why Julia's probably getting annoyed and taking it personally. She's going, I'm getting all the grief and all this, and now you're out like, woo!
I'm holding the baggage, and you're on the couch like Tom Cruise. Get down, Tom.
This is my thing, guys. Yeah. What if this is like her happily ever after? Like, how do we know?
That's the problem. Is, you know? What if that is the problem when they meet someone quick? You're like, what if that is the one? And there's just the timing is wacky.
How the world and the universe
works. You hear all these stories about people like meeting people, like, and they're married within 2 months and they're married for 50 years. Like, how do you know?
You also hear stories about people getting married within 2 months and divorced within 5 years.
Yep.
So you hear both, but we don't talk about those, do we?
Or they become a Netflix special. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Okay.
Let your friend live her life and just be there for her. That's my advice.
We're not changing Melissa's mind. She kicks it off, says, jerk.
You want to be friends, Melissa?
Yes, I do. I will be there for you, girl.
Good, because I got a lot of bad stories for you.
Hey, I'm here for you. I'm a good listener.
Some tells me she's ready for it.
Have a great day,
Appreciate
Melissa.
Appreciate you, Melissa.
You too.
She says, jerk.
A friend like Melissa.
Melissa's top tier.
Even though I would have not been as pleasant, I would have been like, girl!
She said, be happy. Do whatever, though. You're going to be there regardless, right? For the homie's the homie.
Julia's in Menominee Falls. Not the Julia who wrote in today, though.
I'm about to ask.
Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. We're wondering if Julia's a jerk. She wrote in. She's not happy for her best friend who met a new guy 2 months after her divorce. Is she a jerk?
So I'm going to say not the jerk and not because her name is Julia. But
sure. No, sure. Right.
It's fixed.
No, but for real, though, what you think?
So my initial thought was, so it's been 2 months. She's all of a sudden head over heels for dude, posting on social media. Is she doing that for attention from her ex? Is she truly happy?
Oh.
Is this just a healing thing? Maybe this is just what people do, put it out there to get the attention back, say, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's true. Sometimes, yeah.
I was thinking she was leaning towards saying this is just a plot to get him back. Like the ex, or just to make him jealous or something.
Look how happy I am.
We don't know all of the reasons of why they got divorced. Maybe it was just an attention thing.
I also think some people post because they want to be, they post what they want versus where they are.
Where they are, right.
Look how happy we are, but behind the scenes, she's going through a divorce, a new boyfriend, everyone's fighting, nobody knows,
things
are
on fire.
You never know,
never know.
My point.
Right. But online, and the influencer mentality, they must be rich and famous and doing great, and then, they in the shack, sleeping on the floor, eating McDonald's, right?
Right.
You never know.
And maybe instead of, you know, Julia wondering if she's a jerk for not being happy, check in with your friend. Ask her, get deep. You know, are you okay?
Get deep.
Because that's a quick rebound after a divorce with two kids.
Yeah, it really is.
It is a quick rebound.
And we're being judgmental going, dang, look at you just hopping on.
We sure crazy? Are.
Rather than going, girl, you good?
Well, I'm not judging her hopping on. I'm judging her being in a full-on relationship and screaming to the
and
world,
in
I'm in love in 2 months. That's where I'm going, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to get under somebody else.
Well, no, that's not right, what I'm talking about. I'm saying, like, this was fast.
I'm
this was
you.
Quick.
I'm with you. But
so
yeah,
we're going,
like, you need time to truly heal, I think, after that. So
for yourself.
I think her friend needs help. Yeah.
And where are the
from
kids in this situation, right? Like, she's in love. Where are these babies?
Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying that the kids are the absolute quintessential most important thing, but they are the absolute quintessential most important thing.
That might be what Julia is worried about in this scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, Julia on the phone, not the one who wrote in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Brought in points.
Split down the middle. Ooh. And now we got Lisa in Sheboygan, one of our regulars.
Our Lisa.
Our girl. Turn up the music. Lisa.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey. Okay, so you heard Melissa and Julia, and the question is the Julia who wrote in a jerk for not being happy for her best friend who is now in love 2 months after her divorce?
You ready to go?
1, 2, 3, not a jerk.
Oh,
okay. I mean, Melissa, the first one, she sounds like a really great friend.
True, right?
But, like, being best friends isn't, like, all giggles and pillow fights. Let's be realistic here.
I've had
my best friend since I was 12 years old, and we've had a really, like, a lot of really tough conversations over the years both ways, because that's what you do. You're there to be with your friends in the good times and the bad times, and to be honest, what's the point of lying about it? I'm not saying she's got to go knock on her best friend's door and say, this sucks, don't do it.
Right.
But if her friend brings it up to her, then you have to be honest.
Like, this
might not be the best decision. Like, I will always be there to support you. That doesn't mean I have to, like, be the the person in the background with, like, the pom-poms.
But, Lisa, you don't want that negative energy around you when you're feeling happy either.
Hey, but if they're your real people, you're going to be able to...
They know you're full of it.
And you're going to be able to tell them exactly what's going on. If they take some type of offense, that's on their end, bro. Because I agree with exactly what Lisa's saying. I'm not getting in the mix. That's not my chair.
Unless you ask me.
But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you what I think.
Yeah. That's fair.
I got to.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair. 100%.
Yeah. Otherwise,
100%.
Do you, boo?
So you're saying not the, or no, wait.
No, yeah, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk for being unhappy for you.
Julia's not the jerk.
Julia's allowed to not be happy for her best friend. Listen to us. If petitious was a word, today's the day, baby.
Boom. Appreciate you, Lisa.
But I'm weirdly here for it, so I get it. Thanks, Lisa.
I know. I need the details in the next 2 months, please. Thanks.
Follow up.
Oh, that's a good... All right.
Yeah. The next 2 months. We need the next two months.
Noted.
Say less.
Noted. I will make sure we get an update. I will write her back. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day.
All right, have a good day.
Peace.
Yeah, because everybody wants to know if they're going to stay together now.
Honestly,
that's what everybody's dying to know.
I'm not saying I'm invested, but if we do get an update, I would be happy about it.
We'll get an update.
We better get an update.
I promise you we'll get an update. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.